Inspector Daly, who's recently deceased, and myself interviewed that man. We interviewed him. At one stage I was interviewing him, and I told him, I said, just tell us where the child is. At that stage then, he started crying and roaring and accusing me that I was accusing him of the murder of the child. I got a little nudge from the inspector at the time under the table to ease off a wee bit. So I was reluctant a wee bit, but I did ease off because it was more or less an instruction. And I went out and got him a glass of water and the instructions of the inspector. When I came back then, the particular man had gone back to himself again. I felt that my own heart, that he had a guilty look. I could see it in his eyes, and it was just took that wee extra wee push, and he would admit it. When you do interview a person, especially a very strong suspect, you can, after a number of years, you can see things in their eyes if they're really telling you the truth, or they look away from you. And I knew from previous experience that if you have a man at a certain level, you don't pull back, you just push that a wee bit extra. And I felt that I had him. It was a defence, that he was defending himself, that what he'd done was wrong. But I thought if I'd had somebody else with me, maybe that extra wee bit of pressure would have... We wouldn't have been here today now talking.